Smith, thank you for your faithful labors in the text. I think we're ready for membership. I shouldn't have much to say. Who wants to be a member? We need each other. Let me just say a few words. If you know, we have this thing we call membership, and you know, you might be thinking about other memberships you have to your favorite online subscription or Fry's grocery store or whatever. What is membership? And you won't find that word in your Bible. So what actually are we doing? This is our way of just formalizing the commitment for the sake of clarity between the people who are here regularly, and by formalizing a commitment to say, this church believes that the New Testament teaches what we claim it does. We want to be about that. We agree with that teaching, and we want to live with the other members of this church on those terms. Now, you heard even from Kyle this morning, this description in Ephesians about what God is doing with his body, with Christ's body, this household of God. It's a family, right? And you come and we sit here with a few hundred people every week. And yet, it may not feel exactly like your living room, like you're sitting around the dinner table. Besides what it feels like, this is what God says it is. It is a family. And so, like a family, we commit to each other. And God, who is a good father, like good fathers who are managing their homes, has a household code. And so in membership, that's the things that you're committing to. Let me just point your attention just briefly to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians is a helpful book on ecclesiology, on what the church must be and do. Because Paul, all throughout this book, is seeking to fortify or establish the unity of this church. They are splintered, there are factions, they're divided over matters of which the gospel would not divide them. And so here in 1 Corinthians 12, still dealing with this issue of unity, particularly when it comes to spiritual gifts, he says this in verse 12. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. So there's your member word, and what Paul has in view, just like a body, your finger is not your body, your eyebrow is not your body, your foot is not your body. Those are members of your body. Together, they form a single unified whole, a body. And that's the comparison that Paul draws on to help remind the Corinthians of how silly it is, how foolish it is to be divided in the ways that they are. Many members, but one body. This is just like Christ. Many members made up Christ's body, the human Christ. And likewise, the church is the same. Many members, but one unified body. And just notice in verse 13, the Spirit really was the means. This is, it was by him, with him, in him, if you will, that you were immersed into something, one body. The New Testament does not have a category for a Christian who does not function as a member of the body. Where is that? It doesn't exist. The natural impulse for everyone who has been adopted by God in salvation, powerfully converted by faith in the gospel. They trust Christ. The natural inclination of that individual, because of what the Spirit is doing in their lives, is to attach themselves to Christ's body. Just like Christ isn't separate from his own body, Christians don't desire to be separate from his body, the church. And so this is the natural impulse. And here in membership, this is what we're doing. We are just formalizing. We are recognizing those individuals who have that confession, who are holding to that confession, and in a tangible public way are saying, because I have done that, I want to attach myself to this church, to this group of members. I'm going to add to their number and take all that the Spirit's doing in my life and bring it here. Utilize spiritual gifts, resources, time, relational capital, and I'm going to prioritize this group of people. So that's good for us, not only for new members coming in, but those who are already members to remember, oh yeah, that is what we're doing. And so in a second, I'm going to have several people come here. You'll just line up here, awkwardly face the rest of us. And we're going to read together the membership covenant and just remind ourselves, old and new members, oh yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And again, with this many people, it's hard to remember we're actually family. Everybody won't have the closeness of relationships, but with these new members, old members, remember, this is your obligation. They're committing to you to be a spiritual benefit, and you're committing to them to be a spiritual benefit. And so as you're able, I mean, the grill out is a great opportunity. Introduce yourself to new members that you may not know. Seek to meet them, hear their testimony, what God's doing in their lives. And we are going to do what Kyle read this morning, all grow up into this building that God is building.